Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Former USC standout and Heisman Trophy winner Reggie Bush was just awarded over $12 million in a loss of victory against the Los Angeles Rams after suffering that season-ending knee injury while playing the Rams in St. Louis back in 2015. Now, Bush was then a member of the San Francisco 49ers. He ran out of bounds on this punt return, slipped on concrete, causing the San Diego native to tear his lateral meniscus. Ouch! Well, you know, Bush eventually decided to sue the Rams and the stadium on the grounds of allowing a dangerous condition to exist at the dome, adding that the area where Bush injured himself was, quote, a concrete ring of death. And you know something? I remember that. He's absolutely right. I am so glad about this. The jury ordered the Rams to cash Bush out with a $4.9 million in compensatory damages and another $7.5 million in punitive damages. The Rams organization is expected to move forward in filing for a new trial and declined to comment on the current court situation. I know that's right, but you know what? Reggie deserves this because it really did end his career. And she's had a lot of hilarious celebrity encounters since stepping into the limelight. Of course, I'm talking about the one and only Tiffany Haddish. Well, she spilled the tea the other day in a Hollywood Reporter interview. The 38-year-old actress who graced the magazine cover in yellow rain boots and a gauzy white dress revealed that she hit on Leonardo DiCaprio earlier this year. She said, quote, yeah, I met him at a party and I asked him if he'd let me hit that. She said, he's like, Tiffany, you're so funny. And she said, I just want to do this with you as your character in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Well, of course, that movie came out a long, long time ago when Leo was about 19 years old. It also starred Johnny Depp. Anyway, knowing Tiffany, she's going to keep going with this. So we'll see her in a movie with Leonardo soon. I am so sure, because I think that's where she was headed with it. And if you think things weren't bad enough for Bill Cosby, word. Now he just fired his entire legal team. His team, of course, headed by celebrity attorney Thomas Mesereau. That was the same guy who handled Michael Jackson's child molestation case back in the day. Well, unfortunately, it didn't work out well for Cosby, so you can't blame him for trying to get rid of everybody. The problem is the California guys didn't really know Pennsylvania law, so what they thought would work didn't, and Cosby got convicted. You know what? He could have saved some money by hiring some local lawyers. So what's going to happen now that he isn't represented legally? Will the judge consider him a flight risk? Ooh, stay tuned. There's a lot more to come on this development. And for all these stories and more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.